I find it very helpful to remember that, for any given song or piece of music, there are many people who genuinely believe that it is good music. It's important to trust the judgment of our fellow humans. We are sometimes quick to dismiss those we don't immediately agree with. In this case, the listeners and the creators of music we do not enjoy, understand, or simply like, as suffering from some kind of impaired judgment. We may, more or less consciously, accuse them of being immature, primitive, unrefined, or uncultured. In other cases, we may think of them as snobbish, arrogant, or willfully esoteric. Finally, we may view them as out of touch, confused, overly cerebral, or too obsessed with one aspect of the music at the expense of many others. But these strategies ultimately have only one goal in mind: to give us an excuse to ignore what we do not understand. Why do we need this excuse? Most likely because we often do not have the time or the energy to give everything we encounter a fair shake. Yet, instead of modestly accepting the fact that we routinely operate a kind of emergency triage based on a very superficial understanding of the music, many of us, particularly those of us who feel as though they are expected to have strong opinions about cultural matters, unfortunately prefer to use these rationales to justify our choices. And that, of course, is very unfair. We would be well advised, instead, to try to discover what others find so compelling about the music they cherish. If someone else likes the music, there's a pretty good chance that there is, indeed, something to appreciate in it. I truly think that a humble and respectful outlook is the key to a greater and better understanding of the world.